Mexican border state mayor calls for executing drug lords. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on September 20, 2020. A Mexican border state mayor called for the government to take a hard line against drug lords. He suggested having them shot rather than taking a soft approach like the one that current Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has been widely criticized for. Drug trafficking and drug lords need to be sent to the firing squad like they do in other countries, said Celida López Cárdenas, the mayor of Hermosillo, Sonora, during her second State of the City address last week. They should be shot for poisoning our youth. They, drug lords, need to go to the front, but to the front of a firing squad to be responsible for the punishment they bring to our city. During her address, largely ignored by Mexican news outlets, López spoke about the progress being made in her city. The mayor also lashed out against drug traffickers and those who enable the practice. She claimed it wasn't enough for authorities to freeze assets or send drug traffickers to prison. I respect the vision of our president Andrés Manuel, but how are we going to close all of the places where they are selling drugs? How many clinics do we have to open to save our youth? Celida López said. Drug traffickers do not need to be fought with weapons. They need to be executed in this nation like they do in other countries. López's statements come as a direct contrast to the approach favored by Mexican President López Obrador, AMLO, who has called for an end to the war on drugs and claims to focus on social reform rather than fighting fire with fire. Both Celida López and AMLO come from the same political party, Morena. During her address, which was largely ignored by Mexican news outlets, López said that it wasn't enough for authorities to freeze assets or send drug traffickers to prison. Every man that takes up a weapon and is capable of injuring a minor should be put down like they do in other countries. López's statements come as a direct contrast to the approach favored by Mexican President López Obrador, AMLO, who called for an end to the war on drugs and claims to focus on social reform rather than fighting fire with fire. Both Celida López and AMLO come from the same political party, Morena. In recent days, AMLO and his cabinet unveiled their most recent crime statistics where they claim that security in Mexico is improving despite the perception that cartel violence is worsening. As part of his presentation, AMLO pointed to what he called conservative news outlets in Mexico as the ones who hyped certain cases for political gain. Suma Mexico 45 Massacres at López Obrador underscore, ahí están las masacres, jajaj. Est. pic.twitter.com/jsuba6ruo.fh. Vampipe, at Vampipe, September 18, 2020. There are your massacres, ha ha ha, AMLO said mockingly as he pointed to a headline from Mexico's Reforma newspaper about 45 cartel mass shootings. Despite AMLO's unconcerned demeanor, the White House recently issued a warning asking Mexico to show substantial progress in the coming year or risk losing various international certifications. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.